WRVJ258. WRVJ258.
WSDU-202, we're watching you.
What?
WRWB 49, and we're standing by.
Go ahead.
What's going on this morning? I'm just QS flying to the work 20.
You got a late start today.
Just moving along here. It's like 7 degrees out.
Yeah, okay, well, it is what it is. What it is it's running out of time for cold weather.
It's starting to, you know, pretty soon we'll be turning around here. Spring will be here.
Yep. Soon there'll be the grass growing in between the sidewalk cracks. We're getting closer. It's already February, what, 7th today?
Something like that.
You're, by the end of the day, you're all already 25% through February, so we're moving along. March, April, get better. You can still get some cold and some inclement weather, but it's spring is not far away.
Far at all.
You chopped yourself thin on that one. What was that?
It says not far at all.
Right, no, it's not far at all. So, trying to figure out if they found that woman yet. They're going to bust those guys, whoever took her. It's coming close.
Yeah, well, I guess the that guy that sent that ransom letter was just, it was, he had nothing to do with it.
He's got something to do with it now. He's arrested. But, I mean, that's for sending a fake one. But, no, there's, that was just one guy, Mike. There's a couple letters, right? So, just the one guy's a fake.
Yeah, because I assume they had the one guy in custody for writing the, or sending the fake ransom. And I didn't know there was two other guys that they're interested in.
Well, I'm not sure how many other ones, but there is certainly another one. So, and this one seems to be real. So I just don't know how you're going to get away with that.
Not sure either, you know. It's
crazy. Absolutely crazy.
Yeah, it's just, you know, a weird turn of events.
What's a weird turn of events?
The whole case with, you know, Savannah Guthrie's mother.
Yeah, I don't, you know, they never really said what they want. I'm sure it's money, but I don't think they've said.
They haven't, you know, as far as I know. You know, they were thinking maybe looking into the possibility of it could be a, you know, a cartel or something.
I don't know, pretty weird.
I was at the thrift store the other day, and I picked up a Heath kit set of ohmmeters and a plastic case. It's like something like, you know, out of a like a laboratory or something.
Huh, okay.
The only problem is I looked at it, and it takes like a special like 8-volt battery, and I guess there's a... I looked online, there is a conversion you can do for 9 volts.
Yeah, well, thing probably doesn't take much power. You could create a regulator circuit to get you the voltage you wanted. You run a 9-volt battery into a 7808, the output's going to be 8 volts. End of story.
Just bought them because they look neat. They're, you know, they do AC and DC, and they're, you know, look like brand new. And it comes in like an outer, like plastic case, you know, with a handle on it.
Yep. Well, like I said, you can use a 7808 positive 8-volt regulator. They're good for 1 amp. I don't think those things take a 1 amp. You go 9 volts in, center tab is ground, output will be 8 volts. Super simple.
I gave the genius to you, you know, do what you want.
Yeah, Roger.
Now and then that St. Clair Shores Salvation Army, you know, you come up with some good gems.
Yeah, you just never know what's going to show up.
There was also a, you know, 4D TV box with a digi cipher in it. But the only problem is that stuff's so ancient, and really, you know, nobody uses that stuff anymore. I mean, pretty much KU and C-band have gone away.
Yeah, archaic by today's standards.
The guy on the internet that converts those, you know, old dishes with, you know, free to air. And, you know, he picks up all the stuff that's free in the sky around the world and here.
Right.
Then there was the one time we had a, I had an experience, I look in the display case window, I'm like, oh, there's a PC-122 just sitting there, like brand new.
should have bought it, threw it out in the parking lot, and ran over it.
Run it over.
Yeah, you got to key up and then talk, Mike. You're chopping off your first part of your words all the time. You're fast talking it. Got to give that half a second delay for the repeater to key up.
Okay, I didn't realize I was doing that. No, I wasn't going to throw that thing out and run it over six times. Heck no.
Well, you could do the service a great justice by doing that.
It became a tone generator for testing purposes. Just for testing purposes.
I only know one guy putting jammers all over the neighborhoods. So, like I said, tie it, run it over in the parking lot.
Build them for testing purposes.
No, I got the inference right. That's what every one of those illegal amp builders use as an excuse. Yeah, I'm sure they look at it and go, oh, okay then. You ready for the Super Bowl?
Pick care less, you know. I mean, we're not in it, so I'll watch it, though. You know, but, I mean, really, I could care less.
Yeah, WSHM 738.
You are WB 49. Yeah, I'll watch it, but, you know, not that. It's like, you know, why can't Detroit ever just get off their butt and do something? I mean, they had a chance, but they blew it.
I told you that was their chance. That was their chance. It's going to be tough to get back to that spot. So, as you've seen the following 2 years, they can't get back.
They're working, I mean, they're going backwards. I mean, heck, I think the Pistons have a better chance of winning, you know, their championship before the Lions ever do. Because they're looking pretty good this year.
Yeah. You want sports? Watch the Olympics.
That's coming up. Well, actually, no, the opening ceremony was last night. They had the pre-ceremony stuff on CBC.
Yeah, they were doing some curling the night before. That was on USA against Switzerland and I don't know, somewhere else, but yeah. Yep.
Curling to me is like, you know, playing shuffleboard with your grandparents.
Yeah, it's kind of a Canadian thing, you know, that was always their sport. I don't know, maybe Europe, but I don't know. I don't find it that exciting.
I went to high school with. That was like his favorite sport, you know. I mean, he would literally follow the circuit, you know, on their schedule in curling. I think he was from, he was born and raised in Canada for like, you know, part of his life. But yeah, that was his thing, man, you know. Like most people would watch football, his was curling.
Yeah. They must have found her and got bored with the story. I've been watching the news for about 45 minutes. They ain't talked about that Savannah Guthrie's mother missing yet. Huh.
They had it on Fox News this morning when I was watching it. And up through the other, you know, news outlets.
Yeah, it's interesting because, you know, in this day and age, you know, how do these people think they're going to get away with that? Whether it's one guy or a group or whatever, how do you really think you're going to get away with that? And I got a feeling it's just one guy because, you know, whenever you involve multiple people, you know, you leave more of a chance of getting caught because people do dumb things, right? And, but even if it's one guy, how are you going to get away with that?
Question. I mean, with the social media, lock cameras that read license plates, and then you got street cams, and then you got people's, you know, home, you know, camera, I mean, home camera systems. I mean, yeah, you're pretty much watched at every angle.
Well, he smashed her camera, so I ain't getting nothing from those cameras since she didn't have a subscription, they're saying. So, nothing was stored to the cloud.
Imagine, you know, if they could, ping towers to see what data was being used, or if any phone numbers came up.
No, so that's what they do now. You know, Mike, I haven't heard this before, and they've probably been doing it for a while, but now they talk about it. They see what cell phones, even if you're not using your cell phone, it's pinged to the tower, you know, to communicate to it. It just automatically happens to register your phone through that cell, so it, if there's a call, it knows how to get hold of you. And now that's what they do. Whenever there's a crime, they look at the cell phone tower data to see whose phone was in the area. Not who used their phone, whose phone was in the area. And then they get a list of people they know that were in the area.
Yeah, I heard something about that on Discovery ID. They were talking about that, how they can, yeah, pull your data from just looking at the, that's why, you know, a lot of criminals buy those throwaway phones.
Yeah, or you just don't take your phone with you.
That too.
But don't think that can't burn you neither. When they pull up a long history and you see you always have your phone with you and, you know, it's always moving around, all of a sudden during a crime, you know, it's sitting idle somewhere. It doesn't prove you guilty, but it does raise a little suspicion, and then it causes them to look further and you're probably in trouble.
Yeah, they've caught people that way, too.
You know, I have a pretty good saying, Mike, and it rings true. You don't want to be a bad guy? Then don't be a bad guy.
Yeah. Look at that, the Murdaugh guy, you know? That guy was, he thought he was going to get away with it.
Yeah, that one's crazy. Now, I've watched that whole thing, so I know a lot about that one, just like the OJ thing back in 94. And, yeah, that guy is one guy that went off the rails.
Remember right when he had the local municipalities in his pocket? Something like that, or the family, and, you know, I mean, he was, like, real, real powerful, you know, amongst, you know, the public, I mean, you know, the public officials.
Well, solicitors, right? That's like down there, that's, you would know them as prosecutors here, right? So they were the, three generations back, they were solicitors.
Reminds me of the, you know, the pay-to-play schemes they have around here in Metro Detroit.
Ah, it's just crazy. Guy shoots his wife and kid, you know. crazy. And then, you know, he was dumb enough to even lie and say, well, I wasn't down by the dog kennels. And, you know, here's technology burning that guy, too. I mean, they had, the one son had his friend's dog there in the kennels. And the kid said, oh, something's wrong with his tail. So he took a video of it to send it later, and you could hear his dad's voice in the background. And they were killed, like, minutes later. But, yeah, I wasn't down there.
Yeah, he got burned by a device. I just see that, right. And you could tell throughout that whole trial, you know, you could see evil in his eyes, you know. You both were dilated, and he just had, like, this mean look on his face.
Yeah, not to mention, all as a lawyer, all the money he stole from the people that, you know, maybe lost their mother in a bad car accident, and these two girls in particular, right? Stealing money from them. It wasn't a one-case Johnny, neither. He did it to a lot of people. It's like, how are you going to get away with that? It's crazy. They should have put him on, well, they did put him on the stand. I'm surprised he goes, it wasn't me.
That's like these so-called conservators, you know, that's, they're like a friend of the court, you know, they're legal, you know, counsel or whatever, but they find that, oh, here, this is state coming up, you know, why don't we swoop in and we'll take it over.
Yeah. Crooks.
Like that one that works for Macomb County, you know, he preys on people's estates. You know, that's why they always want you to have, like, a estate planner and, you know, and have, like, a living trust. That way none of that stuff ever happens.
Yeah, for sure. It's a smart thing to do when you hit an older age. So, yeah, you're talking about that Macomb County prosecutor, Eric Smith.
Him and you know, that Timothy Gilson or whatever, I see him pop up a lot for, you know, wrongdoing.
Problem is these guys do this stuff and they don't throw them in jail long enough. That's the problem. It's called the second crime.
Tom Olinga was the same way, but, you know, somehow he was able to fly under the radar. And then when he left and passed the torch on to Eric Smith, well, Eric Smith, you know, wasn't too discreet about it.
Well, it didn't go directly from Marlinga to Eric Smith. There had to be some people in between. That seems like there's too big of a gap there.
Marlinga left. Eric Smith, you know, he was voted in back in what? Was it 2004? Something like that. Because I remember when he got voted in, you know, my grandma's like, oh, man, this is not going to look good. And, you know, she had her intuition. And I says, why? You think he's a crook? She goes, well, we'll wait and see, but it just doesn't look good. She must have knew something.
Yeah, well, maybe it was Marlinga that was in that position, left for a while, and came back. Did he do that duty twice?
Could have. I just remember him in the 90s and early 2000s. And then he, you know, he got, I think he left for a different position. That's what it was. Left to become a circuit court judge. And then, you know, he was that for a while. And then he left that to become a lawyer, you know, as a defense attorney.
Yeah. seems I remember him from the 80s.
Could be, I don't remember, you know, that far back, but it could be. I know he's been, you know, he's been around for a long time. I think now he's either out of public service or he might be a, might still be a judge.
Yeah, I don't remember. I didn't pay too much attention to that kind of stuff back then, Mike, to tell you the truth, but it seems to me he was a prosecutor and come back and did it again, but, you know, again, I'm just, it's probably not accurate. I don't know that.
It could be. I'd have to look it up, but I do remember him, you know, all the time you'd see him around town in Mount Clemens. In and out of the, you know, restaurant, you know, I used to frequent when I was in high school.
All right. Anyways, I'm going to get going, Mike. I'll catch up with you. Have a good day at work, and hopefully it goes by quick there.
It should. All right. Yeah, I got to punch it anyway. Walk-in, whatever. So I will talk to you later. WRWB is 49 and we'll be clear.
All right, WSHM 738.
WSLI 302, standing by. WSEG 572, standing by. WSEG 572, clear.
WREZ 935 mobile.
WSLI 302, standing by.
What's going on there, Steve?
Nothing. I was putting windshield wipers on my vehicle. I seen I missed your call, but I figured I'd get you on here. No, I never made it out there yet. If I'm going to go, it probably won't be till like 3, maybe 4. I was hoping to get out there, yeah. I'd like to go out there. It's a perfect day for it, or tomorrow. But I'll figure I'll give you a ring when I do go out there.
Yeah, I copy. Yeah, they got two straightaways and an oval. And if you don't have a sticker, they're taking money today at the booth. I already had a sticker from the beginning of the season.
Oh, okay. Oh yeah, because they're getting a good crowd. What do you mean? What kind of sticker do they have on there?
You pass, or if you get a P on your plate, it's yearly, the annual yearly plate pass. Or they give you one that'll last you all season. If you get it at the ticket window or the booth, they got a booth here at the access.
Oh, okay, cool. Well, that's good. Yeah.
WRWZ 49, just to be legit. I forgot to sign in. Alright. Anyway, So, yeah, they got two straightaways and an oval.
Yeah, I think that's what they had last week when I went. Yep. The two straightaways and the oval. Yep.
Copy. Nice. Yeah, they're really busy today, I tell you, man. There's a lot of people out here. A lot.
Oh, you took a ride out there?
I'm out here now.
Roger on that. No kidding, okay. Shit, I wish I had it. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I was putting windshield wipers on this thing. Yeah, the only ones that had the good windshield wipers were fucking O'Reilly. Excuse my language. Was O'Reilly's. And it's actually a Bosch exact fit.
I hear ya. And the one vehicle I had, it had two different sizes, And when I had my, I had a G6 for a while. And I had two different sizes.
Yeah, this was a the rear one for the Grand Cherokee. Rear one for my Grand Cherokee. Girl ass had one real cheesy looking. I took that one back in. O'Reilly had an original fit, OEM. Went and got that one because it looks better and it's the proper, more of a proper fit.
I remember when I had my AMC Jeep, that thing had, real skinny wipers.
Yeah, the rear one on this thing is definitely weird. It's thick. It's a thicker, like the housing and all that's totally different, So, I found the Bosch, had the exact one, so I got it. And it wasn't bad. What, $14? Not bad at all.
Yeah, copy that. What do you have in this thing? The 4.0? Inline 6?
Oh, I had that in my older one. This one just got a 3.6 in it. Just got the 3.6.
Newer one, okay.
Yeah, 2017, so I mean, shit, I'm almost 10 years old,
I'll tell you one thing, though, that That 4.0 is probably one of the most reliable engines they use for, you know, the Jeep.
What a great engine. What a great engine that was. Yeah, I don't understand it sometimes, you know. It was. It was a fantastic, fantastic engine. Probably one of the best.
What I didn't like about mine was the, you know, when AMC used the Ford Ignition system. And every so often, I'd have to swap out ignition modules because the one would, you know, overheat and it quit on me, and I had no sparks, and I'd have to take that one off to put the spare on, and then when that one would, you know, flunk up on me, I'd have to put the other one back on. Oh, man. Good old DuraSpark.
Yeah, I got a miss something going on with this one that I had a buddy of mine look at, and I mean, it's got a miss in it, and I'm not sure. It's just done the spark plugs, everything, switched the coil packs around, and it's still missing. My buddy worked, he was a Jeep mechanic for 30 years. He got a quick look at it. He really couldn't, it's kind of cold. We'll wait till it warms up so we can get a look at it. I don't know what's going on. I mean, the codes are reading, the codes that it's reading, I've done the O2 sensors, and it's still doing the same thing. So, still saying miss cylinder one. So, next thing, he wants to check the compression. But oil pressure is good and all that. So, I'm not sure what's going on, where it's... But when it warms up, I'll get into it.
It's not, you know, a compression or a lifter or a push rod. Well, if it was a push rod, you'd know it'd be making all kinds of flunky noises, and then you'd have a lot of nice sparkles in your oil.
Right. I'm not sure. I hope it ain't all that, but we'll see. We'll see it. I mean, warmer weather is the time to check everything out.
About the catalytic converter, if you ever, you know, check that, it could be a plug cat. If my vehicle, you know, it pops up, but it's because the catalytic converter is, you know, falling apart on the inside. It's kind of plugged. And every now and then I get a thing for, it just, usually it's a random multiple cylinder, a random, you know, cylinder misfire. And then, of course, I got the other thing, too. When I start it up, sometimes it blows out smoke because I got it. Change out the PCV breather.
Yeah, I did the PCV breather. I did all that. Could be something with the Cadillac converter. Sure could be that. Didn't check that. Like it sits here, it idles a little rough, then it idles smooth, then it idles a little rough back and forth. So something to dig into when it gets just a little more warmer.
This monster truck back out here on the ice again.
Oh, that thing is funny. That thing, I seen that last week. That thing is funny as heck.
So I was out here with Gene, and we had some guy bring out a rat rod. The thing couldn't get out of its own way, but he brought it out just for show.
Oh, sweet. That is pretty sweet. Yeah, like that's funny. That is funny he did that.
They had a 305 in it, too, you know, and those engines aren't noted to be really powerful.
No. Just a good, solid engine. I mean, you could do a couple little things to them, but... Exactly, you're right, they're not super powerful. They're fun, reliable. They sound good if you put an exhaust on them.
Oh, noise, but no power. I used to have one at a Pontiac Frisian. I had one. Had that thing for 4 years, and then it finally started to, you know, give me problems, and I just, you know, I got rid of it. they gave me like $3,400 for a trade-in. It was like 20 years old when I traded it in, too.
Oh, okay. Not bad. Yeah. I think 777's out fishing. I think he's probably bought some Heath Beach or something.
But, Jane and, John were telling me that, you guys were going out there earlier. This was, like, earlier.
Yeah, I was at the boat launch earlier today, you know, that over here off Eddie's, but, I wanted to go out there early, but Rob went out fishing, and I'm like, what the heck, you know? Throwing it up in the air, I was thinking about, Maybe I'll get, I don't know, wait for somebody, maybe go out there a little later, you know?
Always come out here. I'll be back out here later on. I got to go back, you know, to work for a little bit, and then I'll probably be heading back out this way because Gene said he was going to come out here.
Roger on that. All right, shoot, send me a text or if you can or whatever, and I'll let you know what's going on. I'm gonna shoot Rob a text right now and let him know. You know, let's try going out there a little, you know, maybe three or so, four, whatever, around there. Is that what you were thinking?
I don't get out till 6. So, I mean, I could probably, or if I go back in a little earlier, I'd get out at 5, somewhere around there.
Well, maybe 6 might not be too bad. Is there still people out there at that time? Or they probably should, I mean, they probably stay out there a while, right?
We'll be out here past 6 o'clock, trust me. They do this stuff all the way up until, like, the dark, you know. I mean, there's so many people out here, and they won't be gone for a while. Yeah, at night, they, you know, they bring their vehicles out here and race, too.
All right, then. Okay. Well, then that might even be better. Heck, all right. Well, then I'll talk to you then, you know. Let me shoot a call sign. WSLI-302. Yeah, that might not be a bad idea.
All right, well, I'll catch you later here. I'm going to give this thing a break for a minute. This fan's working overtime, so. All right, well, I'll give you a shout when I get out, so. This is WRWB49. We'll be standing by.
Sounds good. WSLI 302, and I'll be standing by.
WSHR 566 on the air.
Station 566. WIUG, put it in, copy. Station 566. WIUG, put it in, copy.
W-I-G-S-218,
W-I-A-G-28, copy. WSKF 896, monitoring.
WRUZ935 mobile.
WSKF 896, mobile and monitoring.
WROWB 49 or standing by.
USLI 302. Relocating my vehicle. Relocating my vehicle on the ice.
I copy that. I'll be there at about, ETA maybe 10-15 minutes.
Joe, just moving to my car because I was blocked in pretty good, so I'm moving my car down to the other end here, towards the beginning of the starting, by the starting of the snowmobile races there, because I was blocked in pretty good, so we walked all the way down pretty far, so I'm just relocating the vehicle.
I had an incident when I got off the ice. My throttle pedal position sensor decided that it wanted to, give me trouble earlier. I was like, nah, this crap again.
Oh, shit, I hear ya. I got ya, Matt. The old TPS, huh?
Every once in a while it fucks up, and it's in correlation with the throttle body, and the TPS sensor, drive-by-wire crap,
Yes, I do know what you're talking about, the drive-by-wire, yep.
When it does that, it's because I got to get a new air filter put in out to check it, Steve, and place some of that throttle body cleaner in there and clean out the butterfly.
Roger on that. How's this mic sound? Pretty good?
Yeah, you finally got a mobile or are you still on an HT? I mean, you got an external microphone for that HT. Wherever you move to, you're not making it into the machine. You're just not making it. I mean, I got every fourth syllable.
Okay, how's that? Is that better?
That's a lot better now.
So what are you running, an external microphone on that, or you got a mobile? Now you're in a bad spot again.
Copy that.
I copied that bedtime, just barely, but I copied it.
Okay.
The troposphere is not in your favor today. Or just what your position on the ice.
Yeah, I don't think it's the handheld. That has nothing to do with it.
Yes and no. I mean, it just depends on where you're at, you know. I mean, you gotta remember, you're like across the bay, 7 watt, I don't know, is that a 7 or 8 watt HT? You know, that's pretty good for an HT.
Yeah, I think it's 7, yeah, I think that's what it is, 7 watt. Do you copy that?
I got a copy on you that time, yeah. That's, you know, and then of course the antenna too. I mean, it depends on what kind of antenna you got.
I got the antenna today too. It's a brand antenna.
Yeah, I copy. Oh, yeah, there's a lot of people still out here. Yeah, that's a lot of people. Holy crap.
They wanted to charge me $20. $20 to get on the ice. I went next door, got on it for free.
$20. Oh, yeah, because it's a yearly. They make you buy a yearly pass.
Yeah, I'm like, okay. And I just circled around and came on the ice in the other parking lot.
Mine's legit for 2026, so we're good. Oh, look at that, a guy in front of me with the same type of vehicle.
Roger. I gotta go see where Rob's at. Rob's in the beginning of the starting of the, I got a silver Jeep Grand Cherokee with a CD antenna on it, just so you know.
Track you at? You at the little track or the big track?
The big snowmobile track, the big race track here, but I'm like four car out, you know, I got weeds behind me, I got the weeds behind me and then the road, so I'm parked on the last end here, so I'm not blocking nobody in. Copy that?
I'll look for you. I'm just over here by this oval track. I'll find you, though.
Yeah, I got one of those Nagoi antennas for my handheld.
Oh, yeah, those were the Nagoya. Those are pretty good.
Rob. I think that's him straight ahead. I don't know. I gotta find him. Okay, I think he sees my car. Okay.
Yeah, there's like a lot of people out here. It's just, you know, you got a bunch of things going on and like 18 million directions. WRWB 49.
You gotta watch out. Everybody's driving.
Driving like like crazy out here, you know.
That's how it was earlier when I came out before. That's worse.
Oh, okay. It was, yeah. I bet it was worse then. I bet you...
Looking around and I don't see you guys yet. I'm still driving here.
I'm around the back side here by the road, you know, wherever, like the last row by the road. You'll see the last batch of cars by the road, you know, on the end. So if you had to pull in and go all the way to your right. So when you pulled in, you have to go all the way to your right.
To the right. Okay, I'm almost down here towards the end here. I'm looking.
If you were following the shoreline back, you know, back, so you'd be come, you know, when you pull in, you go around to the back, and yeah, you'll see.
So you're on the other side of the track there. Okay. I'll have to pull around then.
Side of the track.
I'm looking, I don't see. Oh boy.
I mean, I'm looking at the road. I'm on the side where I'm looking at the road. I'm looking at the road. Everyone comes down the road here. Is that, you know, and I'm seeing the, I don't know, you must not be all the way in the back here. I'm in the very back. I'm looking at some restaurant right here.
Yeah, that's where I'm at. You know, I'm looking at some restaurant here. I'm still looking here. Everything's just, okay. There's my look-alike. Let's see here. Well, I'm still looking.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what else to tell you. I'm looking at the road. Cars are going by, and I'm looking at the road. People driving by, you know, going up and down the road, up and down the road, the highway here, or whatever you want to call it, the highway. Hey, Mike.
What?
He's over there by the road.
You're funny. Tell you what though, man, it is insanely wicked out here. I mean, there's a lot more people than it was, you know, when I came out here earlier.
Okay, I'll get the tow ropes ready. WSHM 738. Oh, 738 would have fun of. Not sure if you guys doubled or if somebody's trying to jam you there.
Oh, but I don't drive, you know, one of those, whatchamacallit, you know, those Volkswagen, you know. I got a nice GM vehicle here with four-wheel drive.
Yeah, that four-wheel drive will help you when you crack through the ice. Well, it's only not even 2 feet deep here. All right, I'll bring a shorter rope.
Found him. I'm going to take a standby here. WRWB 49 will be standing by.
WSHF 738.
WRVS 713 to Baltimore. Do you copy? WRVS 713, New Baltimore, do you copy? Negative on WRVS 713, this is WSGG 772, Shelby Township on the mobile. Standing by.
2 to 9:46, you out there?
Hey, yeah, what's happening? WSAL 946.
What's going on this evening with you, man?
Oh, nothing. Nothing out of the ordinary. Same old stuff.
Yeah, same thing on this end. Just sitting back enjoying the weather, right?
Yeah. Well, I'm gearing up for Ben Gulli, 8 o'clock. I forgot what the movie is tonight.
What the heck is Ben Gulli?
You remember, like, Sir Graves Gasly?
Yeah, most definitely that and the ghoul, right? Yeah,
It's kind of like the old Sergei Gasly. You know, they play a horror movie, old horror movie, and then in between, he gets on there and does a bunch of stupid stuff. You know, I'm at it for the movie, not for him so much.
Does the dude wear a top hat?
Yep, sure does.
Yeah, I know who you're talking about. Yeah. Been a while.
Yeah, he's on at 8 o'clock, channel 4-3, I think it is. 4-2, 4-3, antenna TV.
Yep, roger that. It's been a while since I had regular TV on, for sure. Other than that, you doing all right?
Yeah, I'm all right. I got sleep trouble, Sal. I couldn't sleep last night, and I think I slept till 4 o'clock this afternoon after I, you know, finally got to sleep about 7 a.m.
Yeah, you know, I was going to holler out at you at 2 o'clock this morning, man, when I was sitting there, but I didn't.
Yeah, copy that. Nah, I'm just farting around here, checking out some YouTube right now.
All right, man, go ahead and do your thing, man. I'll let you be WSCU 202, and we'll be clear on your final.
All right, buddy, have a good night. Take care. WSIL 946, clear.
Your other PC is 49. Go on there, Steve.
WSLI 302. Oh, yeah. Going to try getting out of here. Little bit of a line, got to cut through, I'm thinking. Cut in traffic.
See that? There's a little line out there. I'm just going to wait for traffic to clear a little bit and then head out.
Still out there, Mike? WSLI 302. I hear you. I do hear you.
Yep, I'm just pulling through to Baltimore right now.
Oh, okay. Yep, sounds good. Yeah, we're going through, well, we're heading towards the expressway. We're driving through New Baltimore now, too.
Radio check WSKT.